For students who have been unable to support their higher education with DACA's deportation protection and work authorization, this is a huge boon, says Dr. Jennifer Nahira, a UC Riverside Associate Professor of Ethnic Studies.
And if you think about the cycle of a university, you know, most people are in and out in 4 or 5 years. And so at this point, we have more students without DACA than we have with DACA. And so it is a cause of, I think, concern for us as university professors, administrators, the well-being of our students, both the mental health well-being and also the financial well-being of our students.
Mariana Lopez, who works with DACA students in the San Bernardino Community College District, says she's already hearing stories of relief, like one student who will be able to visit his parents in Mexico for the first time in 3 years. Others, she says, are rushing to get their applications in before December 22nd. That's the date of yet another federal hearing, which could throw the fate of DACA into limbo again.
So you sense also that pressure that students feel like they have to, submit their initial applications before that day, because you never know if once again it could be put on halt.
Though Dr. Nahira feels confident that could all change under the Biden administration in January.
I do think that, for the most part, it's going to be sort of this political tug of war until Biden is sworn in. And then once he's sworn in, he is committed to reestablishing the DACA program per executive order. And he has said that he is committed to immigration reform in his first 100 days.
She says the only way to create lasting stability for this community is through immigration reform passed by Congress. Megan Jamerson, KVCR News.